churches. And we are back, and we are now on lesson 18 of our School of the Master in Leicester, England. And the title is, I Train My First Thought. I Train My First Thought. I Train My First Thought. What a beautiful follow-up to My First Thought Is My Life. I Train My First Thought. I think Christine, her example about practicing it day by day, by, she had a very simple example. There's a water bottle standing in front of my feet. And I must actually admit that I have already pushed it around quite often. Christy has looked at it and said, if I don't pick it up and I think of picking it up, it will still stand here in a long time. And that's true. And it's always, it's just there. Nobody will probably use it anymore. I've almost thrown it over. Luckily, it has a cover on. That's what the practice is all about, isn't it? And I bet you I have passed by that water bottle on the floor many times. I looked at it and I thought, yeah, and so what? But actually, one of the three of us has placed it on the floor during one of the seminars. And all it would take is reach down, which I do right now, pick it up, bring it to the kitchen, and nobody will throw it over anymore. And nobody sitting here will look at it and think, I should really pick that water bottle up. That's the practice, isn't it? That's the first thought. When you see it, just do it. And it's, and there's nothing to, then comes back the remembering. There's nothing I need to remind myself to do. I have that quite often when I live in the monastery and I have my list of things, you know, I'd like to do, projects I have fun with. And there is the list with the little project, just little things I can do in between. I realize with the little things, it pays off. I do it instantly. Mm-hmm. The big projects, that's because that involves a plan, you know, it maybe takes 3 days or a week to finish them. So you plan, you do them, all works out perfectly. And then there's these little things in between, like, one evening, I had a really, really big day in the university. I had done a lot of big projects and I was going, I'm going to sit down after dinner and I do absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So here, Herb walks into the door when he comes to dinner with a board in his hand. He places it next to the shoe cabinet and I look at it and I think, I wonder what that's all about. So we have dinner and then he just so casually throws over the table a piece of paper and it says certain measurements and the exact size of the board he needs for the Hermitage, for a work project he's on. And I think, I'm not going to do it. I would like to have a really quiet evening tonight, and I'm not going to get that bored. That's before dinner. So I eat dinner, and we have a beautiful chat, and I all relax, and all is fine, and I think, oh, well, let's get that bored. You know, suddenly it's not a problem anymore. Let's get that bored. Oh, yeah, and then I could go by there and give these flowers water on the way. Let's just do it. Easy peasy. So I followed it. And I walked into the Shangri-La in our wood storage shed with the measurements. And there was a board exactly the right width, the right
height.
That, and only the length, but it was actually a bit too long, so I could just cut it to the right length. And that was a job of not even a minute. So I came back to the garage with the ranger, cut that board off, didn't say a word, placed it next to the shoe cabinet, and we had a lovely, very relaxed evening watching Hogan's Heroes, actually, which I really love. And we chatted, had a good talk, and I made myself a cup of tea to go to my room, and then Herb goes to the shoebox, looks at the board, and he says, is that already the right size? And I said, yep, all done. And I thought, oh, wasn't that lovely? after all this, you know, being a bit rebellious inside, I actually just followed it. I just followed that first thought, practicing, do it. It's out of your mind. You don't have 10 notes around your breakfast plate what you should do. It's just none there. It's all done. Just do it. I had a wonderful time because while I was driving through the place where I picked up the board, I saw some beautiful animals, which you really only see in the evenings because then they're out. And I looked around the garden and thought, gosh, these flowers are beautiful. So one blessing after the other came in. And that's, for me, that's practicing living the first thought, you know. I mean, my first thought I followed probably half speed. I could have done it just then. But it still worked out. And I think we can practice that daily just by following that voice that says very simple things, you know. It's like watering the flowers. I have a thing with watering indoor flowers because it takes sometimes a bit of time and I'm such an outdoor person. So what I do now, like what I've started to always follow that first thought. So if whenever I have the water can in my hand, drinking water from the table, I just go to the pot and see, do you need any water? And then follow that follow it. Give them water and it's out of my mind. I don't have to think anymore, oh, every Thursday I should go around and water the flowers. But maybe on Thursday I'm not even in the house. You see what I mean? Christy, you expressed that so strongly about practicing daily, following that first thought. So how do you describe that you train your first thought? How do you say, I train my first thought? You can bring examples. It's always cool to have examples. How do you train it that you actually follow that first thought?
The way I train myself to actually follow my first thought is to listen and act.
Yep.
And if I haven't done it, I'll go back to do it.
Yep.
So I've just made it a point that I should do it.
Yep.
Because if I don't do it, I face the consequences. Example, when we are going to Nottingham, I'm supposed to water what I call my baby plants.
Oh.
It came with my thought, water it, but I was busy doing other things.
Yeah.
So it's sort of consistency, self-discipline. So when that thought comes, go straight and do it.
Yeah, because then it's done and you don't have to think about when you run out to the car with your luggage. Have I watered the plants?
And because something else will distract you.
Did you water them?
I didn't water it.
You didn't? I'm sorry, that's not what I mean.
But if I had...
But it's a good example because in that moment it had told you.
Exactly.
But it would have taken half a minute to do it, wouldn't it? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But that's a brilliant example. And then it's actually not a burden.
And then I'm driving and thinking about that, my plans. Will he die or will he live? But if I followed my first thought, so it's actually listening and acting immediately.
Yeah. And just to tell all our listeners, it's not always that dramatic. The plants are still alive. They made it. So it's all good. Because it's all good. It's just a good example, isn't it?
However,
yeah.
You still have to, because of that, you have to affirm.
Yeah.
Because you have to affirm, because you've learned from your mistake, you put a new course in motion.
Yeah. But I would like to not use the word mistake. There are, in my eyes, there are no mistakes. Hey? Because mistakes goes into judgment. Mm-hmm. And following the fair, your example is the perfect example. It made us all laugh. It's no drama about it. And it's not a mistake. It's just a simple example. It would be much less effort and easier to follow the first thought. Let's say it like that. But as we said, the plants are still alive. So it's all good. But it's a good example. That's exactly what it is. Because I have sometimes, when there's so many things to do, I have the tendency, let's put it in the past tense, I had the tendency to get frazzled. because I think, oh, I should do that and that and that and that. That's not what it's about. It's more like this thought of, I can do that right now. That's a peaceful thought. And then doing it. And then you do as much as you can. It still means, and I say that purposefully now, because I think Christy and I are a bit similar. We pack a lot into a very short time once we are in that working mode. But the first thought doesn't mean you go from 12 o'clock at night around the clock till 12 o'clock. The first thought means follow that first thought, then it won't be necessary. And I can actually lay things down and have a quiet evening. And it all falls into place. Because once I learned practicing the first thought, things will not constantly crop up that still need to be done. Because all gets done smoothly on the way, right? That's just now a working example. Because I know exactly where you're coming from. And I only know it because I see me very much in it. So it's all good, and I love your example. It's just brilliant. It says it all, hey? Now, would Master Sibyl like to add something too? I train my first thought. How do I train my first thought? Ta-da-da-da!
Listen, act, instantly.
There you go. She's got it in a nutshell.
Yes. I had a drama with my little grandson.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't let anybody touch him or carry him. But he cannot have his way all the time because the mom had to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And had to leave the baby to us, me and Anita, to take care of. And the baby was shouting and flying all over the place, wanting to get off from us and run into the road.
Yeah.
We wouldn't let him. But as we were struggling, the thought came, there now is peace on earth, and it begins with me.
Yeah.
I say, yes, I have to let go and allow this boy to be himself. So yeah. I dropped him on the floor. Instantly, he moved. And then we directed him to a blind alley.
Yeah.
At a window. He got there and stood. No more shouting, no more crying, no more tantrum. And he stayed there, watching, smiling, watching, and we were at peace.
Oh, yes.
We were at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around had already noticed the child, and they were all watching. So it became a theme to all of us.
And that's true.
And the boy stood there for more than 30 minutes, not moving. But just amusing himself, watching through the window.
Yeah.
And we had peace.
Yeah.
That we even went and sat down waiting for him and the mother until the mother came out. He never made a move.
Nuh-uh.
If I did not listen to my first peace. Thought
yeah.
saying, there now is peace. And it began with me. Yeah. I have to have peace before that baby will have
true.
Peace. So I listened and I really trained myself to obey the command.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I obeyed the command,
it works.
It worked. Everybody had peace. Everybody was now smiling and watching. The baby now became a film because he so attracted everybody around.
Of course.
With his cry and tantrum. It's really good to train ourselves to listen to the first thought and obey it.
Yeah. Yeah. And not go along with the tantrum.
No. Otherwise, by the time the mother came out, it would have been another story.
Yeah. And he was totally relaxed when mom came. And she was totally relaxed seeing that.
Yeah.
It gave her confidence, didn't it?
Yes.
That was lovely, actually. Oh, wasn't it lovely to walk out of there with a, with that peaceful, quiet little boy? Honestly, yeah.
He didn't even notice when the mother came out.
Mm-mm.
The mother had to go to where he was.
To get him.
To get him. And say, now let's go. Then quietly he joined the mother.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah.
Lovely example. Yeah. Yes. Oh, beautiful. I like that. And I like it because, you see, then I feel it, I can feel it too when I hear an example all over. Oh, beautiful. That's what we say about I train my first thought. And I think we have rounded that up very, very beautifully. And we send our love and blessings to all of you, right?
I cannot go further.
No, that's it. Love you. Have fun. And listen to your first thought just for the fun of being your wonderful selves. Bye.